Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
It's time for the Midwest Outdoors with Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin. Brought to you by Reed Chevrolet, the Hearing Connection in St. Joe, the Sports Medicine Store, and Sportsman's Outfitters and Marine. Now here are Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Tickled to death to be with you this Saturday and every Saturday. I hope we're not room temperature. We're still above ground. That's step A, isn't it?
Yeah, that's step A.
In the studio with me, oh my goodness, we have Mark Tobin bringing in the darndest. Wow, my birthday present. I don't think I can eat that.
I forgot to bring a lighter, so there's just a candle that's not lit on there. But happy birthday to you.
I can't
happy
sing.
Birthday
I'll
to
be 73 you. Wednesday.
I knew that.
Really?
I'm old. Wore
yes,
out. Roar slick. What the heck? Well, thank you, Mark. That was awful nice. You didn't have
look at that fritter. Look at the size of it.
Well, it's about the size of a cake.
Smokes.
About size Texas, huh?
Those things, that's more than a meal.
Oh, well, I swear.
You know what? I don't need to advertise this, but, man, I love Lamar's.
Yeah, they're good.
They've been around for
ever.
Since 1933, according to the box. But I hope that fritter was made more recently.
Right. That voice you're hearing, that voice you're hearing is Joe Falco, owner, operator, entrepreneur, good guy, Sportsman's Outfitter Marine. If you're going to buy a boat, these are the humans you buy boats from, Sportsman's Outfitter Marine. I love these guys. What the hey? How is the boat business?
You know, it's been up and down since the pandemic, and you couldn't get boats. You could get boats, and now I got to be up front with you. You can get boats now, and you can get some deals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because of inventory is so skewed.
Yeah, we caught up finally.
Yeah,
we caught up, and now the factories are geared up, and they're wanting to sell boats, and they're wanting to do some pretty good deals, and it's a good year.
Does the boat business do rebates?
Do we do rebates?
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
Every car dealership does a rebate.
You can't make a living without the rebate.
It's the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And then, so if the dealers like myself, if we're willing to kick back the rebates, which we are, I mean, we are. We're willing to kick back part of those. It's definitely, when they say below invoicing, absolutely. By the time you figure the rebates, you can buy stuff below invoice.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you go online and build a boat, it's like anything else. Don't look at the MSRP. It just confuses you. You see a boat in there for $80,000, and you don't come out to buy it. And it's literally a $65,000 boat. Yeah. I just hate it when they put those high MSRPs on there. Yeah. I just assume them be honest with people and up front. And we do that like greed, right? Just like greed. We do the same thing. They don't put out a BS price.
Yeah.
You don't do it. Why?
Just do it. That's here's what it takes to buy it.
Yeah, there's somebody walks in, here's what the price is. Yeah. And, you know, we got some good rebates right now, guys. And if you're military, Lund and Mercury are really good for military. And Bayliner's really good for first responders, which I love. So they take care of doctors and all that kind of stuff and medical people and firemen. And
have you got I call a base boat. If I want to go fish on the Missouri River for flathead, or if I wanted to go to Truman and catch some crappie, I don't need a, you know, there's a lot of people out there don't need a huge, huge boat. You know, just need maybe a 40 horse, you know, what would you recommend?
Well, you know, back in the days they said John boats, but I'm going to be up front with you. A lot of people think a John boat will go in a foot of water or something like that. They won't because the motor's down there.
Yeah.
So you can buy a good Lund, in my opinion, a good Lund V-bottom, a smaller V-bottom, 16-footer, put a 40 on it, and heck, you're maybe drawing 3 or 4 more inches. But more importantly, if you're buying a V-bottom boat, they actually float a little bit more if you have to get the weight out or if you got to pull them. So, yeah, we got plenty of boats. Lund makes a ton of boats.
Well, nothing wrong with Lund, is there?
Nothing wrong with Lund. I'm happy with
good it. Product. Yeah.
And I just, it's kind of like getting in a new car. You walk into his showroom, and I just, there's nothing like new car smell, and there's nothing like new boat smell.
That's their body odor, guys. Aren't they? Some of them guys have been taking a bath out there for years.
I'd almost buy that if they sold it.
Oh, really?
New boat smell.
Body odor?
No, well, I got plenty of that.
Your next boat, I can tell you right now, is going to be a pontoon.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. I'd love it. My brother-in-law and my nephew have a pontoon from Sportsman's Outfitter and Marine, and I just absolutely love it. But, you know, I've got my bay boat, too, which I got from Joe, and I love it, too. It's deep V and very dry, very stable ride. Mm-hmm. Great boat to fish out of if you're going to fish multiple people. But that's the thing about the pontoon, too. Kind of slow down and enjoy the ride.
You're getting old. That's when you start slowing down and enjoy the ride.
And it's just so easy to get around in those things. Yeah. You know, there's plenty of room. And, you know, what are some of the things some of them have grills on them or
grills, slides, top decks for the kids to run off of.
A little bit
big
of
motors, twin 300s. If you need for speed, we got the twin 300s.
Wow. Well, how fast would a pontoon go with twin 300s?
They can get them going as fast as you want them. As a matter of fact, we've had to figure out ways not to air flip them in the air. Have to have figure it out.
Oh, my God. That's a pontoon. What?
Yeah. Just flip upside down and look like a kite if you
You know, Joe,
going,
one
right?
thing I always wanted to talk to you about was these motors are different. They've come so far. You know, it's not even apples to apples anymore. The old motors, when you mixed the gas and you had issues and all this kind of stuff, these new, they just flat get great gas mileage. They do everything, don't they?
Do you realize that the motors, and I still have one, I hate to say this, guys, but I fish a lot of rough lakes, so I keep an old boat around. I got a motor that's 30 years old and still running.
There you go.
But these new four-strokes, EFIs, what I hate about them, Fred, there's one thing I just hate about the new motors. They never go bad, so I don't get to sell any.
That's true.
I don't replace them.
Yeah. Little service work.
Yeah. Change oil once a year and put an impeller in it every 3 to 4 years, and that's it.
Go on about your life.
That's it. And you know, if something little goes wrong, it's electronic now. It's all electronic. Right. So it costs a little bit of money, but... Mark, you've gone through this. At least you can fix it. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe it costs you a few dollars more for the electronics on them. And Mark's got electronic, but his was back in the two-stroke days, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Now it's all into the four-stroke. But, you know, Mark, I'm not sure exactly when we're going to get him on, but a great lead-in because this little show that we're doing right now in Topeka, man, it's not my boats, guys, so here you go. But there is an awesome company called Savannah Boats. They're kind of a newer company that's down there that's got some gorgeous center consoles. Gorgeous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's probably got four or five down at this little show in Topeka.
That's today and tomorrow?
Yeah.
And there's no boat show to speak of. I mean, we had the Overland Park deal, Lake of the Ozarks deal last weekend. But,
yeah, I thought we maybe spend some time, and I think that's why you invited me in, talking about the history of shows. We can't go back, and we can't bring Harold Inslee back, can we?
No.
We could, but we can't do that. So
we got Dusty still kicking around.
So. So you're stuck with Fred and Mark. There you go, boys. That's it.
They are really stuck in.
That's what we got going. So we could talk. I'd like to talk a little bit about shows, about the history of shows in Kansas City. And we're going to try to bring them back even stronger yet next year in 2025. Back to Bartle, maybe.
Wasn't it Perkins? Perkins had the original.
Yeah, he was the original guy.
Do you remember that, Mark?
Well, I remember the show. I don't remember the man.
Dave Perkins out of Minnesota.
That was in Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, it was
two levels.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
Well, my dad had set my brother and I, my younger brother and I, loose, and we just run through that thing, and we pick up a pamphlet at every booth, and we come out of there with a sack full of pamphlets that we had no use for, but we just had fun picking them up. we terrorized. I just love those shows. They had the bear wrestling.
Yeah, the guy on stage.
Friend of mine, Greg Keller, his dad owned the Overland Park Garden Center years ago. that he beat the bear.
Oh, really? Whipped the bear.
Yeah, right.
Wow, what a statement.
Yeah. So they have to bring him a new one back next year. Double bear.
Yeah. On your tombstone, is I whipped a bear.
Do we have Kevin on with us yet? Or?
Yeah. We were going to call him at 6:15.
No, okay, 6:15. Great. All right, so let's lead up to it. So we're down in Topeka this weekend, and in the promoter down there, and Fred, you know Kevin.
Yeah, I've known him for 30 years.
Yeah. Kevin's a great promoter. So he's down there this year. He's brought in RVs. He's brought in boats. So we got boats, quite a few RVs, actually. You know, got in some of the 10x10s. He didn't bring attractions this year, so because the arena isn't big enough to have bears or any of that. So he didn't bring that down there, but you can go down and you can look at what's new in RVs, kind of what's new in boats, pontoon boats. You know, I think you brought that up, didn't you? Yeah, so we got some pontoon boats down there to take a look at, several of those. So he's in Topeka. You know, we've been off for 2 or 3 years here in Kansas City. We haven't had a show other than, like you said, Mark, the Overland Park Boat Show.
But that Overland Park Boat Show is not it's what
not
I call
Overland
a boat
Park.
Show.
Why do they call it Overland Park?
It's $100,000
plus.
It is, isn't it? I mean, that's the way I understand. When I went through at that time, I went, man, these are nice boats, but they're $100,000 piece.
You know what? It's a great show, but the problem is people think they're going to see boats, and they're not. You know, you're not going to see fishing boats. You're not going to see anything that most of us use. It's a Lake of the Ozarks show, and they say it's the Lake of the Ozarks show, but who picks that up? Who knows what is? You don't know what that means unless you live down there, and when you live down there, you understand that Lake of the Ozarks usually means 25 foot to 80 feet. You know?
Yeah, right. And so going too fast.
Yeah. If that's what you look like.
Down there. Everybody's in Lake of the Ozarks in a hurry. Well, you ever notice that?
In a hurry and making a lot of waves.
They make a lot of waves. I don't know where they're going, but they're in a hurry to wherever they're going.
Right.
I'm telling you, come on.
The next bar.
Yeah. Really?
The next bar.
I'll
tell you what.
Yeah, they get those poker runs down there.
And it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. They were up, I'm up the lake a ways. We got a lot of shallower mud flats around my part of the lake. So the big boat traffic, I mean, we still get a lot of boat traffic, but not the huge big boats like you do further on down by Bagnall and Hurricane Deck and all that.
Messes up your fishing.
It does.
It really does.
In the summer, you better get out early and then maybe late, but during the day, boy, it's rough, yeah.
And Truman's got some. You know, it's got a lot of big boats, but it's such a vast fish. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, that's not Truman's as much huge of a recreational lake as Lake of the Ozarks.
It doesn't seem like it, does
no.
it?
Yeah.
Idea, you know.
Never will be.
No,
never will be.
Because of
really, I hate to say it, but the water's just 30% dirtier, if you ask. I mean, you know.
It sure is.
Yeah, I mean.
And you got tree limbs.
It's a collector.
And accessibility.
Tree limbs and brush. And you don't want your kids out there on a jet ski because they could get harpooned or something, you know.
Yeah. But that's good.
Although I wouldn't mind losing a couple of the kids. They're not very good kids here lately. I don't understand it. I wonder if I got them insured. I'll check into that a little bit.
Well, they don't qualify for Medicare like you and I, Fred, so we know that. We don't have them that far. But how do you beat Truman / Ozarks? I mean, goodness gracious. Yeah. You got some of the best fishing in the world.
We got to take a little break. We're going to get Kevin Hummer on, and we're going to, before I do that, last weekend, Mark was AWOL. We had Ice Storm. He couldn't get back. And I had Boyd Metz and Tom Comrade in here. And I don't know if it was just me, but I thought it was one of the better shows we'd ever done. Boyd is so knowledgeable.
Oh, he's great.
On rifles, and he won all his competitions. He doesn't brag about it. He's just a laid-back guy. But they are a sponsor of HSM Ammunition. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to shoot long range, and if you want, I'm playing with this right now at 1,000-yard shooting, it's a challenge for me. Yeah. There's nothing like HSM ammunition. Now that I've been fortunate enough to kill a lot of coyotes with it, I've killed a deer with this HSM. Unbelievable. It is the same as a hand load in your basement, but it comes from a factory. There's nobody like HSM. And besides that, they've got 218B, which no one in the world owns a 218B rifle other than Boyd Metz. I wonder why they load it. I mean, he's got some input, I suppose. but VMAX bullet on that. But you guys, when you're out here to thinking about getting ready for next year's deer season, or you're just a target shooter, which a lot of our listeners are, I think you better stop for a minute, analyze, look at the web page of HSM. You are not going to believe it. And once you shoot it, you really fall in love with it. And the low recoil, I cannot say enough good things about that low recoil load that they've got out right now. It's a little learning curve with it, but it is absolutely fantastic. HSM Ammunition, great people to do business with out of Stevensville, Montana. You're going to love it. Tell you what, you're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors, and we are proudly brought to you by King City Lumber, kingcitylumber.com. If you've not looked at their website, shame on you. Take a little time out of your life. Go to their website. If you're into this outbuilding thing like I am, everybody wants one in their backyard, except Mark Tobin. So these are the people you do business with. They've been around since Moby Dick was a sardine. They're wonderful people, master carpenters, first-rate lumber. They will not leave your job until you're 100% satisfied. And if something goes wrong down the road, they can run right back over there and redo whatever the heck went wrong. Maybe the foundation shifted or whatever. These are the greatest guys you'll ever do business with. And I'm Marty and Monty Tunks. I've known them for a long, long time. I admired them from a distance. They didn't know I was watching them. I've been watching that family for a long, long time. Great humans. You can't ask for anybody. KingCityLumber.com. By the magic of the telephone, my old buddy. Now, I've known Kevin. Kevin Hummer is with. I've known Kevin for 30 years, haven't I, Kevin?
Yes, it's been 30 years, Fred. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right, buddy. How you doing? So good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm still above ground. How about you? You all right?
Yeah, no. Still up here in northwest Missouri and still going strong.
Oh, yep. Good. I drive by your house going up I-29. And there's where Kevin lives. Nobody's in my truck with me. I just point at your house and say, there's where Kevin lives. I guess you still live there on the hill. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You bet we do. In God's country.
Yes, it is. You know, and if the bad guys come where you're at, you can just roll rocks down on them. You don't have to shoot at them or anything. You're up on top of the hill there.
Yeah, we do have a fortified location.
Yeah.
Do you need it, Kevin? Do you need to be fortified? Is there something I need to know here?
In this day and age, I think everybody needs to be fortified.
No doubt.
Kevin, what about this show over in Topeka? What's going on there?
You know, we're so grateful to be able to have the boat and RV show come back to the Stormont Vale Event Center. It's boats, RVs. We got some hunting and fishing stuff in there. And it's been on a hiatus for a couple of years, but we're bringing it back this year. So we're excited to do that.
Well, I'm tickled out. You know, it's getting... I don't know what happened, but things got tougher and tougher in the boating business and the sports show business. And I'm glad to see you doing that, Kevin. That means a lot to me. We're the last bastion, I guess you would say, of democracy, maybe. I don't know. But boat business and the hunting and fishing business is very near and dear to my heart. And I'm proud of you for doing that. And you've been doing it for eons now, haven't you?
Goodness gracious. I think we go back 30 years doing this. So, yes, we've done a lot of shows all over the middle of the country. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about this.
Yeah. You've done shows in Denver. You've done them all over the place, haven't you?
Yeah. So, at one time we had close to 20 outdoor fishing shows and RV shows. So, yeah, we've had them all over. Very grateful.
Yeah. Now, when's this kickoff over here at Topeka? This morning or today?
So it started yesterday afternoon, and it starts this morning from 10 to 7 p.m., and then tomorrow it goes 11 to 4.
Okay.
So, yeah. Hey, guess what, though?
What's that?
In our hometown of Old St. Joe, we also have another show going on.
Cool.
It's a gun and knife show, so a person can go west for boats and RVs or north of you for guns and knives.
You know, that's a great show, too. Been there, done that one.
Where are both of these shows at?
So the boat and fishing show, the RV show, is out at the Stormont Vail Center. It used to be the old Expo Center, which the cool thing is they just expanded it here 3 or 4 years ago to double its size. It's a beautiful building, gorgeous building. And the Gun and Knife shows in St. Joseph, Missouri, at the largest convention center, which is called the Civic Arena.
Mm-hmm. Great facility, too.
What are the hours of the Gun and Knife show?
So it starts at 9 this morning and goes to 4 p.m., and tomorrow it's 10 to 3. We got vendors from all over the middle of the country here.
Awesome.
You know, I went to it last year, your Gun and Knife show. I was impressed.
Thank you.
I've been to so darn many of them. I thought, well, kind of an also run. You know, I've got something to do. I'll go. And it was impressive. I'm a gun nut anyway, and I saw guns. I went, wow, I got to have every one of them in there. You know, it was unbelievable on the darn thing. So what the hey? You know, here's the thing I think about boat shows. This is your pricing point. This is the specials that they're going to run. You wait till June or July and you want to go get a boat, you're probably going to step to the pump a little bit more financially. Now you got boat show prices, boat show specials, and some of the, Joe, you would know the vendors step up to the pump and give more rebates and things like that too, don't they?
Absolutely. And what you don't realize is it's not just the boat manufacturer that's helping out. Well, Garmin wants their stuff on your boats, right?
Sure.
Minn Kota wants their stuff on your boats. Mercury wants their motors on your boat. So everybody throws in money. Everybody throws money at you. And, you know, we pass it on.
Yeah. You know, you're not going to take it with you.
Mm-hmm. No, and there's, I don't know what it was, why some of these shows faded away, but I know COVID didn't help anything for anybody. But there's nothing like being able to go to a show and go and see the products and feel them and pick them up. It's so much different. Everything's gotten so convenient. Everything's online now. And this is what the charm is of these kind of shows, and I'm glad to hear that you're bringing this back.
Kevin, tell the guys a little bit. This is Joe, by the way. Tell the guys a little bit about what your plans are for Kansas City, because, you know, it's been a long time since our buddy Harold Inslee died and me and Fred were young. So,
yeah.
So tell us about what
hair
did you have hair?
Dark hair, too. Black.
But tell us a little bit about your plans for that. And then also, before I forget, I'm assuming if there's a few callers that want some tickets, we can fix them up for the Topeka show today?
You betcha.
Okay.
All they would have to do is just call in, and we could put it, we'll call at the front counter there.
Okay, we'll hook them up here. They can get my phone number from here, and then I'll hook them up. Okay.
If anybody out there would like some tickets to the Topeka show, give us a call here at the studio. We'll get Joe's number to you. Number is 913-381-810. Call us now, and you can get some tickets to the Topeka Boat and RV Show.
What are you going to do in Kansas City Market? What's going on? Going to bring your boat show back?
I've been here in the hunting and fishing side of it for a lot of years. And here about a year ago, I started seeing what was going on with the lay of the land. And I noticed the boat and fishing show it came back to life yet. So that's what I was talking to a few folks. And we went ahead and we got Bartle Hall next year. In January to bring back the old boat and fishing show, Casey Boat and Fishing Show. And we also came back and we picked up the Kansas City Sports Show, the old show that Dave Perkins had for years and years.
Great.
So we're bringing that show back as well. So,
oh, that's good news.
We got our work put out for us, but you know what? I think there's so many people out there that want to see these shows come back. And I know it's a important cornerstone for our market to grow the industry. So, we're going to do some heavy lifting out there.
Oh, man, I'm tickled for you. I just loved that going to that Kansas City Sports Show.
Oh, I know. I did, too.
Kind of made my year. Look forward to it and all that kind of stuff. Do you have any dates? Is that way too premature?
No, Can't Say Boat Show is going to be the second weekend next year, which is going to be January 11th through the 11th, 12th, and 13th, around that weekend. Uh-huh. Might be a day off. And then the sports show will be next March, which will be like the second weekend of March of next year. Well, will be the Kansas City Sports Show.
Kevin, At the Hale Arena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yes, down there at the American Royal Complex. I'll have that whole thing filled up.
Kevin.
And, you know, one thing. Go ahead, Fred.
We've been friends forever, and you got an open mic here. Anything I can do to help you, all you got to do is ask on the thing. So I want this back, and I want the people to come and support it more than people understand. It's like a passion to me. I really enjoyed them shows, so what the heck.
You know. You know what, Fred? You know, I appreciate that. And I can remember those old days when you and I were working on the St. Joe's Sports Show. And one of the things that I learned from you and Guy was to make this a family event.
Exactly.
To make this a huge promotion for a dad bringing in his two boys or grandpa bringing in his son.
Yeah.
So we'll get back to that again.
Good. And, there always was the show special prices. That's why a lot of people came. And this is the time for you to get brother-in-law deal, as I'd say, the proverbial brother-in-law deal. So what the heck. Kevin, it's so good to talk to you again. Don't make yourself a stranger to the show. The mic is always open for you.
Sounds great. Appreciate to be on here, you guys.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. All right. Kevin Hummer. Well, that goes back 30 years, guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all together partners on the old sports show in St. Joe. Very successful. Did rather well on the thing.
Is there other things, if you're not in the market for a boat or an RV, are there other things at the show?
Mark, there's always, some of the mixture of stuff that people love. I mean, I tell you what, if you want to pick up some honey, there's a company, I don't know where they came from that I take. Don't tell everybody, but when they're after the show, I go around and do all my sampling.
Oh, I'll be done.
Yeah, and there's some salsa. So there's stuff like that. Like you said, there's a little bit of fishing and hunting. Don't want you to get too hung up thinking there's going to be hundreds of them. But it's a great place to get, to go down. And inexpensive.
I mean, Topeka's not that far.
Yeah, $8 entry.
Oh, my.
$8. For $8?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, we recommend it. That's what you have to say on the darn thing. And if you want some free tickets, give us a call, 913-310-810, 913-310-810, and we'll fix you right up. We are brought to you by Sure Ag. Before we get out of our break, Sure Ag is the people I use on my farm, the professionals. For you guys that are making decisions right now about your fertilizer, your seed, your feed, or whatever, these are the people you do business with. They're professionals. They will not leave your farm until you're 110% satisfied. Between the three managers, got 116 years of service. These guys are the pros. I love them to death. They're located at Savannah, Osborne, Four City, Missouri, and Plattsburgh, Missouri. For you farmers listening, we've got a lot of farmers listening. These are the guys you want to do business with. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. Going to take a little break. We'll be right back with you.
Happy early birthday to you. Well, welcome back to the Midwest Outdoors. I'm Mark Tobin, along with Waterfowl Hall of Famer Fred Ramsey, the birthday boy, and our good friend from Sportsman's Outfitter and Marine, Joe Falco. 2 weeks from yesterday at the Overland Park Convention Center, we've got the Open Season Sportsman's Expo coming. And joining us on the phone right now from the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, we've got Brandon Setsky. Brandon, thank you for being on the show with us. What is going on in 2 weeks?
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a celebration of the outdoors, and we can't wait to be back there in Overland Park and bring all the exhibitors and seminars and just celebrate our hunting and fishing heritage there.
Is this the second year? Third year.
It's going to be the fourth year.
Is that right? Oh, my gosh.
You're getting old. You forget things. I know. It's the fourth year.
That doesn't seem possible. Time is flying.
Well, you're getting old.
So what all is going to be at the expo this year?
You know, we got over 100 exhibitors there.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be really anything to do with the outdoors. If you're looking to buy a new fishing kayak or a new boat or food plot, mineral, knife, backpack, scopes, guns, bows, electric bikes. I mean, if you're into the outdoors, there's going to be something there for you.
And you just can't beat being able to go walk around and pick up and feel these products before you buy them. It's not like buying online.
Yeah.
You know, that's gotten very popular, you know, with COVID and all that. But, you know, we're past that now. And go out and support these kind of shows. And like I said, try it. I mean, you can feel these things before you buy it. And that's just so much better, so much more important. What are the hours of your show?
So we're going to start there on March 8th, Friday, from 2 to 7. And then Saturday the 9th, we'll be there from 9 to 6 p.m. And then Sunday the 10th, we'll be there 9 to 3.
Well, I know you've got some speakers that are going to be there, and two of them are right here in the studio with me. Fred Ramsey and Joe Falco.
Oh, Fred, you and I together?
Yeah, on stage.
That could be dangerous.
Not enough spotlights.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's going to be a record lie-telling hour.
Well, I mean, you know,
who could tell the most lies? You or I?
Well, we'll get on there and talk about duck hunting, which if I'm not duck hunting, I want to talk about it. And, I blabber too much. But, gee whiz, man, some of them stories we're going to tell are going to be true. Yeah, some of you guys just have to separate it out, you know.
Hey, Brandon, it's Joe. Again, we're excited to be there to help support you. We also have, I think we're going to end up, I talked to a gentleman yesterday, we're going to have a maybe a place where you can rent boats now out at Clinton Lake. Hopefully he'll come on. I talked to him yesterday. And there's a lot of different things there. I mean, you could come out and visit with us, talk in the seminars. How many seminars, my goodness sakes, are you guys doing? And they're all good. Talk about the seminars
a little bit. There's a lot of seminars, and they're all going to be good. And it's a little bit of everything. You know, if you want to learn about smallmouth bass fishing, food plots, land management, we'll have world-renowned trick shooter Byron Ferguson be doing some trick shots there all weekend. Craig Boddington, who's a world-renowned hunter, is going to be there about hunting around the world. So there's going to be a little bit of everything. We even have a reptile showcase there, so you'll be able to see, touch, and feel some different reptiles and things like that.
Look at, not touch and feel, look at. These are reptiles. Look at reptiles.
Yeah, the kids will love that.
Yeah, they can touch and feel, can't they, or not?
Not me.
Yeah, okay, me either.
I mean, Fred's about the closest thing to a reptile that I've seen.
Yeah, I hiss a lot. Pass gas, belch, you know, whatever.
All right, well, that's 2 weeks from yesterday is when it begins. How much are tickets?
If you buy them now online at openseasonsportsmansexpo.com, there's an advanced ticket price of $10. Otherwise, at the door, they are $15.
All right.
Well, that's a good price.
Yeah. Cheap.
You know, Craig Boddington, I assume you guys know who he is, but that guy is world-renowned. I mean, he's hunted from the Arctic Circle to Zimbabwe to all over America. I mean, this guy is a living legend, and he was a very good friend of a friend of mine, and it's telling stories. This guy is bigger than real life. It's worth it.
Well, and Byron Ferguson, too.
Well, Byron, too.
He is amazing. Yeah, the things
you can't
that he can do
what
with
he does.
No.
There's no way.
It defies logic. Yeah,
you can't do that. Right. And he does it all the time.
Yeah, just to see them, that's well worth the price of admission right there.
And I need to butt in here because the most important thing about Overland Park, free parking.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, holy
easy and not, free parking, guys.
Not like
Come
going
on.
Downtown.
Yeah.
That's gotten to be a joke. That's all digital now. It's don't get me started on that.
So, are you mad about it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
No.
So, Brandon, thanks. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. And then also for our listeners, if you don't mind, I'll mention to them that you do give me a few tickets every year. So if we have listeners, call me at the store at Sportsman's Outfitter, and I'll hook you up with a couple tickets for that. That's okay, right, Brandon?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, the more the merrier. We're just looking to be there to celebrate everything we love.
You know, the thing I came away with last time, there was a young girl there shot a white-tailed deer over in Kansas. Do you remember that, Mark?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was.
I just kept walking by it and looking at it because I thought, you know, there is no way you could have a deer that big running wild in the state of Kansas, and there was.
And she wasn't like 14 or 15 years old?
Yeah, and you're going to have a lot of deer horns there, aren't you?
Yeah, we're looking forward to that as well. You know, being from Wisconsin, I like to compare our deer to your deer down there in Kansas and Missouri, but we have a trophy deer contest all weekend. So if you have a deer on the wall that you shot last year or really any time before then, bring it in, get it officially scored, enter it into the contest, and put it on display.
Wow.
Fun.
Well, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
I ran into a guy there at the show. He was a mountain lion hunter.
I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I sat and talked to him for 30, 40 minutes.
Fascinating guy.
Some little bitty town in Montana. And I still got his card. And it was the most intense stories I ever heard. You know, you get in the real world of Montana, you go on a mountain lion, but grizzly bear stories. And this guy was just great. Young fella. And he had some hounds, and they treed up mountain lions. And I sat there. I was just mesmerized by this guy. And I swore up and down when I get that little town. I still got his card. Can't think of the name of the town, but I'm going to go look him up. It was just enjoyable to be around.
Brandon, how many vendors did you say is going to be there?
We have 100+, and it's actually still growing every day. So it's going to be action-packed. Also, on that point of Montana, if anyone's looking to book a hunting or fishing trip, there's going to be outfitters from all over the world.
There you go.
We can pretty much figure you out anywhere you want to go to hunt or fish.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Good. I'm so tickled this is going on, guys. Our industry is taking it on the chin by a certain group around the world that doesn't like hunting and fishing. And it's time to fight back a little bit. And this is the way you can do it. Come support it. Come visit this place. You know, it'll be cool.
Open season Sportsman's Expo. It's next 2 weeks from yesterday. It's March 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Overland Park Convention Center. Free parking. Go online. Get tickets at a discount. Brandon, thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you in a couple of weeks here in Kansas City.
Thank you, guys. Can't wait. We'll see you soon.
Okay. All right. Boy, what a good guy. What a good show.
Yeah.
It's from a 1 to a 10, it's an 11. It's a good show. It's an exceptionally good show, and I've been to all these shows.
The major corporation called Bonnier, they do a lot of publishing. I think in our industry, too, they do some publishing. Anyway, they're committed to it. They're committed. So thank them for bringing it back, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 years, the first year, you got to remember, it was me, you, and 7 other people.
Yeah,
now it's growing.
It's really growing, and that's great.
Yeah, it was packed last time we were in there. We had a ball, didn't we, Mark?
But
we actually had a couple people that listened to the show came in and slapped us on the back. I went, wow, on the deal. So what the hey?
Now, if you want to get some free tickets to this show, you can call Joe out at the shop. What's your phone number?
816-524-BASS.
That's easy enough to remember.
Pretty simple, 524-BASS, huh?
524-BASS.
I have a sports show story, guys.
Uh-oh.
Years ago, they would stop the sports show, and a guy would get on stage in a white suit. Do you guys remember this? And he'd have a spotlight on him, and he was kind of an entertainer. It was like the guy at the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Gage type guy, you know. And they had this trick shooter came with a bow and arrow. And that gentleman could shoot aspirins. And it was absolutely, it put this wheel in the, and of course I was really into bow hunting at the time, and it had a wheel and go around and he'd tell you which color balloon he was going to shoot, and he'd be way, way, ways away from it. Every once in a while he'd miss, but 90% of the time, 95% of the time, he'd hit these balloons.
Good gosh.
And we got to be buddy-buddy, and I was working for Hunting and Fishing Weekly News at the time, and we had a booth there. So across, this is the
municipal?
Municipal before they tore it down. Didn't they tear it down, or is it still there?
No, it's still there.
Anyway, that was where it was when it was in there.
Right.
And there used to be a bar. I think it was called Auditorium Bar.
Yeah.
Across the street. Well, we had our drinking shoes on back in those days, and we would sneak over and in between during the show. You see the show once, you know, you don't want, you take a little break and get away from it. And we would go over there and take a little bit of libation down our throat, you know, like we needed it, you know, on the deal. So this guy, I told him, I said, hey, he had his daughter, did she put up all the balloons and all this stuff. She was about 15, 16 years old, real pretty little girl. And I said, I'm going over and across the street soon to the shows and have a drink. So we'll sneak back in there in about 15 minutes. So we go across. I didn't realize he was a reformed alcoholic. So we get over there, and I have a little libation, and he has five. Well, at the end of the show, he would walk up in the corner of the old municipal, and he would shoot at a balloon. It was like 70, 80 yards away across that, shoot over the crowd and down and hit that balloon. That was his ending act. Well, he got a little too snoozed up. His daughter came over and said, my daddy's an alcoholic, and you took him over. And I didn't know. You know, I had no way. He's free, white, and 21, you know. So he's up in the end, and the spotlight goes over on him, and he's standing up there with that recurve bow, and he's ready to shoot. And I told my brother, I said, get down. He's loaded up.
More ways than one.
And he was shooting down. He never hit the balloon.
You're lucky he hit the wall.
Oh, it was just, it was terrible. One of them arrows hit the stage, and one of them went high. And
oh, God. I'm glad he wasn't shooting a .22 rifle or something with that.
I'll never forget that. And he had to shoot over top of us. We were in that booth down there on the main floor, and I got to my brother, said, get down. Coming back. Incoming. We laughed about that for years. My goodness, you know, what the hey. But yeah, the moral of the story is these shows are coming back, and people want to be entertained. You know, you got 147 channels coming in your cable. You can kind of entertain yourself anymore watching, surfing the channels. Well, that's over with.
Yeah.
You know, go do something. Go move. Go
get out.
Please go do something on this thing. So what the heck?
Back in the old sports show days, my dad was Jack Tobin, and Toby is my brother. He does the Lawn and Garden show on KMBZ.
Go ahead.
My dad was on 61 Country for years and years and years, and they would give Dad a booth down at the sports show, and he'd come over for a little while, and then he'd turn it over to myself and my younger brother. But Dad had books that he sold, and he also sold DMSO and Willard's Water. And you would not believe the amount of DMSO and Willard's Water that we sold.
What's DSMO?
Dimethyl sulfoxide, if I remember right. But it was used for arthritis. And I'm telling you, it flat works. You have any kind of arthritis pain, you put it on, and it's gone. But the problem is, you start tasting garlic and smell like garlic. And I used to use it, but I just got to where I couldn't stand the smell of the garlic. But the Willard's Water was a mineral water that came out of South Dakota and claimed to cure just about anything. But the owner, the company that was here in Kansas City, I don't know what happened, but he closed down. And I think you can still get Willard's Water online somewhere,
really?
But... Well, wow. my mom and dad swore about it. I still got some Willard's Water at home. If we get any kind of a mosquito bite or a burn, get the Willard's Water out. We
really?
Still do that. Yeah, it works. It works.
Why
great.
Not?
Yeah.
I need to buy a 55-gallon bulk of it. You know, yeah. Just pour it all over top of me. I'm hurting everywhere anymore, getting age, you know. Okay.
So, Mark, I got to tell you this real quick. I know we're up. We're getting too much time. So we all know the story of Noah's Ark, right? No, bring two of everything, mm-hmm. save the world,
yeah.
right? So you can picture, because Noah was a fisherman. So he's sitting on the front of the ark with his fishing pole, and he looks back behind him, and there's two worms crawling behind him. And the one worm looks at the other and says, now I know why he let three of us on.
The fisherman.
I had Boyd in here last year. He's older than the Pope, you know, and he's 146 years old by mileage, or maybe even older. From HSM Ammunition. I enjoy that guy. He has some of the darndest stories. Some of the stories we can't tell on the air. That's the problem with the thing. You know, it's supposed to be a family show, you know, so. But he's so old. I told him, I said, he's the only guy I know had a 50 caliber mounted on the front of Noah's Ark. You know? That's how old. He's ancient. And he walks like he's about ready to croak out, you know.
Well, he's bigger than life. He's about 8 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. He's just been there, done that. And when he comes in the studio, I just enjoy it. That's, yeah. It's like having a day off.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed him.
Oh,
I really enjoy him.
Unbelievable. And his knowledge of shooting for us guys that shoot a lot of targets and stuff, it's really good. So before we get out of here, I have to take a moment to talk about Reed Chevrolet. They're our sponsor. Without Trevin and the family of the Reed family being our sponsors, we wouldn't be here. And they are just wonderful, wonderful people. You know, I do this commercial for them every Saturday, Joe. And through the week, I'll have 5, 8, 10 people come up and tell me a success story at Reed Chevrolet about how they were treated with dignity, respect, and it was so easy to buy. And you know, you got a lot of dealers out here that hype and pound their chest and pat themselves on the back. And not the Reed family. It is too good of people. And what they do is, if you'll go around town now, there's Reed dealerships around town, all over. They treat you like you're supposed to be treated. You know, they're never going to sell you a car or help you buy one. You know, if they can make a little money on it, fine. If they can break out on it, fine. They're just good people to do business with.
You say they treat you with respect, and that's true. And I don't know, it's got to be the military background from them.
You know.
But it's not like anywhere else that I've been.
Never. There isn't another dealership that I used to be in that business, that treats these people like this.
Yeah.
And their Chevrolet stores, Frederick and I-29, 30 minutes north of KCI. You know, if you're in the mode for whatever you're looking for, they got a huge selection of Silverados in there right now. That one, this guy was telling you last week, got them marks all over it. That's where I've been licking on it. That's such a pretty truck. I want it bad, but can't get it, you know. But what the hey, unless you'd want to co-sign with me or something. But or Joe would, I suppose. I don't know. Maybe I can talk to him.
Maybe Reed will.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I tell you what, I know this is going a little bit overboard, but I just love them people. They're just wonderful. The kind of people you do business with.
That's like Joe Falco sitting right here, too. And that's why I love Sportsman's Outfitter and Marine out there in Belton.
Yep.
People want tickets to the Open Season Sportsman's Expo free of charge from you. Again, can you give the phone number to call?
Well, they're going to call me. They're going to call here for
for Open Season.
Oh, for Open Season, yeah.
Call the store.
816-524-BASS.
BASS.
And if you've got a problem, Dave Hemme, your head mechanic, we didn't get into how he saved me.
Yeah, well, and he saved me, too.
He saved me the cost of a new engine.
Yeah, he's a good human.
But there is not a better mechanic.
Yeah. Tell you what, that wraps it up for this edition of Midwest Outdoor. Boy, I hope you come down to Sportsman's Expo. Me and Joe are going to be stand on stage and talk duck hunting if you're a duckaholic like we are. Please come by and visit with us.
It'll be a fun weekend.
It should. It should be exciting. And I'm looking forward to seeing those big deer horns. I'm mesmerized by big deer horns. Yeah. And they'll have a big display.
Big, good place to bring the kids.
Yep. We got to go for this week. The next time we see you, I hope we see you in the great outdoors.
Have a great week. So long, everybody.